Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Here are our top stories this evening. The strike by junior and middle-level government doctors continued today with no solution in sight to their grievances.
I'm not aware of any doctors who have been deployed currently. I'm not aware of them. Maybe it's only that we've been very busy with various meetings that we have not managed to research whether there are any new doctors who have come.
Zambian President Michael Sata died in London yesterday, becoming the second head of state in Zimbabwe's northern neighbor to die in office.
It's sad news to the Zambian people because this is now the second time when a sitting president dying in office. The Zambian people were also celebrating their 50 years of independence.
And MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai says President Robert Mugabe should step down and pave way for fresh elections, saying the battle to succeed the 90-year-old Mr. Mugabe is now a major stumbling block to the country's development.
The strike by the 400-member Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association entered its third day today with no solution in sight. The junior and middle-level doctors in government hospitals are demanding a review of their salaries and better working conditions. Minister of Health, Permanent Secretary, retired Brigadier General Dr. Gerald Gwinji, says the government is considering deploying doctors from the Army, Air Force and police should the situation continue to deteriorate. Air Force to get a comment from Health Minister Dr. David Parirenyatwa following his appeal yesterday, urging the doctors to remain to work were futile. But Hospital Doctors Association President Fortune Nyamande says negotiations are continuing.
Yeah, I can say currently we are in the process of negotiating, and we've held a serious meeting with the minister yesterday, and at the moment we are giving feedback to our members on what the minister said to us. So we are just awaiting the feedback from our members so that we then get back to the minister and discuss on the way forward. But let me say that in the meeting there was a commitment by both parties, both the ministry and ourselves as doctors, to find each other and to quickly resolve this impasse, so that we avoid the unnecessary loss of life.
Were there any figures that were discussed between you and the Minister of Health?
Currently, we are not at the level of discussing exact figures. I think we agreed in the principle that there is need to change the conditions of service. So we are still trying to engage so that we come up with something that is practical and tangible.
As doctors, would you say you have all the equipment that you might need, or there are shortages? Tell us about the situation in hospitals.
There's an acute shortage of most equipment, drugs. You know, there are quite a lot of things which are not functional in the hospital. And we also discussed this, and we would want to see the conditions being changed.
So when do you think you are going to finish your consultations with your members?
I'm sure latest should be end of day tomorrow, and we'll try to seek to dialogue again with the ministry officials on the way forward.
We also understand that the government wanted to bring in army and police doctors. Have they been deployed?
I'm not aware of any doctors who have been deployed currently. I'm not aware of them. Maybe it's only that we've been very busy with various meetings that we have not managed to research whether there are any new doctors who have come.
That was Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association President Fortune Nyamande speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.